I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. There's a lot of new public land for hunting and fishing in the western counties of West Virginia. We'll take a look at what's now available in a moment. For several years, the DNR has been attempting to expand the public lands of what it calls District 6, areas in the Mid-Ohio Valley. After a more than year-long process, they've done it. Gary Foster is the DNR's game management supervisor.
Been working on it for probably over a year and a half now, and just wrapping it up here this month, actually. And we're looking at about 31,218 acres in this large acquisition, and that will result in the expansion of three existing wildlife management areas. Those are Frozen Camp, WMA, Sand Hill, and Ritchie Mines. And in addition to that, we're going to have seven new wildlife management areas within District 6, and those kind of range in size from about 900 acres up to over 8,000 acres.
The acreage was historically owned by West Vaco and more recently the Heartwood Fund and Forest Land Group. The land is the kind of property the state wants for wildlife management as far as its location and diverse habitat.
Of course, West Vaco own the properties primarily for pulp production purposes. A lot of them had pine plantations planted on them, and so they had a mix of hardwoods, oak, and other oak hickory mixed hardwoods, as well as these pine plantations. And over the last several years, a lot of the pines have been harvested, but a lot of the pine stands have not. And so they're really good habitat. They have a mix of different age classes of. They have a mix of pines and hardwood species. There are areas that have been cut as recently as probably a couple years ago.
In addition to the expansion of the three existing areas, like you said, there will be seven new ones, and they're all open.
They're all open to the public as we speak. It's a work-in process. We've been, over the last 3 or 4 months, we've been working diligently to get the boundaries all marked with our standard blue paint and signed on the exterior boundaries, and we're in the process of putting up new entrance signs to identify those areas for the public.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.